T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and on with us this morning we have Sarah Wesley, Wesley Clark, and Bates. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Yeah. So we talked to a lawyer probably a couple months ago at this point, and he shed a little light into how much COVID-19 and the pandemic had changed things for you guys. Could you kind of reiterate maybe what it was like when things were really locked down?
Sure. So obviously everything we're going through is completely unprecedented. I mean, I can tell you in the 10 years that I've been back home in Rochester practicing law, I think the courthouse is shut down twice.
Wow.
Snow.
Yeah.
We don't shut down. We are the justice system, right? And once COVID-19 hit and the governor issued his executive order, what happened is the complete court system shut down across the board. So as it related specifically to family law and divorce, we were unable to file any new matters that were not specifically and articulately related to something having to do with COVID-19. So what did that mean? It meant that our phone kept ringing. Frankly,
yeah.
People got locked down in a quarantine, maybe with a spouse that they already had some questions about, and it was too much. And so they kept calling us and saying, what can I do? I have to get divorced. And really, everyone's hands were tied. Mm. There was pretty much nothing we could do. The only things that we could do were instances. We had a number of healthcare workers who called and said, hey, my ex-spouse isn't letting me see my kids. What do I do?
Right, yeah.
That was a particular instance where we could do something. We could file with the court and we could say, this is specifically related to COVID-19.
Because the whole reason for it, the ex-spouse is saying, well, you're a healthcare worker, so you
Bingo.
Could be infected, so I don't want you around the kid.
Sure.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And so those were the types of things we were able to do. But just your kind of run-of-the-mill, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, we couldn't file. Here's the good news. We can do that again.
Okay,
we are
yes.
back up and running. So the court system has reopened for new filings. What that means is that anyone seeking to begin either a family court proceeding related to custody or child support or a divorce proceeding is able to file an action now, a new action. And we are beginning to very slowly get back into the court. What does that look like? Well, it's a whole new world.
Nice,
so,
sure.
as everything is, right? So.
Yeah.
We are right now primarily appearing virtually, so we're doing a lot of Skype conferences with the court, a lot of phone calls, and it provides some difficulties, right? So our clients aren't able to be on those calls right now. And I think that's really hard for people. You know, you think, well, you've got two lawyers and a judge kind of talking offline, and what are they really saying? And
right.
I really being represented? And so, you know, we're already in an atmosphere where everybody's on edge, where there's tensions that are running high and some concerns about even now, clearly the government now, right? And, you know, I think it's hard for folks. And frankly, that aspect of it, I don't know when that's going to end. We really don't have a clear picture of when we will physically be back in the courthouse and things totally back to normal. But the good news is that it starting, and sure. There is progress.
How's the backlog working out? I can only imagine. Are you guys just like working nonstop? Do you sleep at all anymore, Sarah?
No way.
No.
Yeah, I can imagine.
<What's> sleep?
I assume you're working on paperwork like right now as you talk to us. It's multitasking.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
In fact, I have 2 court calls today, Skype conferences. So
There you go.
Yeah, I'm hopeful for folks that we can really kind of return things as much to normal as possible, because not having access to the court system really, it just feels like things are out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad that we're returning to that. I have to tell you, we're in the 7th Judicial District here in Rochester. And the judges that we have and the court staff that we have are incredible. They are really making every effort to try to address the backlog, which is exactly what you're talking about, Corey. I mean, it's crazy. They have so many filings that I'm sure came in.
Just drowning in paperwork.
The day that we were able to do that. Yeah, I know that one of our paralegals at Wesley Clark and Bates got up at 5 a.m. to start filing stuff that day so that we could, you know, try to get a jump on it. But you know, it's going to happen. It's just going to take a little longer than it takes in normal circumstances.
Sure. Again, obviously, yeah, talking to Sarah Wesley from Wesley Clark and Bates.
Obviously, with all of the COVID stuff, it's really no one's fault, right? I mean, you can't blame anyone. But how are your clients when it comes to being understanding with everything that's going on? Are they angry towards you? Are they being kind of lenient and chill about it? How is that working out with your clients?
You know, I think there's a level of frustration that's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, I expected that we would be getting sort of those like nasty grams or phone calls.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened. I think in many ways, you know, we've seen both sides of the coin here. There has been an ugly side of humanity that's come out throughout this entire ordeal. And there's been really beautiful exchanges with people. So I would say that the vast majority of people completely understand. Is there frustration? Like, hey, why can't I get in there? Of course there is.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I would say the vast majority of my interactions are positive and people are patient and they understand that what we're doing, you know, is all we can do at this point.
Sure. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So again, as we explore kind of the new world that is out there, you know, one of the things that you guys deal with, specializing in divorce and family law, is the child support. Now, obviously, another whole element to this and making it more difficult is the fact that so many people are out of work. You know, how has that impacted just child support?
You know, it's crazy because in child support, there's a date that's very, very important. And that date is the day that you file. Everything becomes retroactive to that date, meaning when the court ultimately addressed the question of, let's say somebody lost their job and their income drastically was reduced, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to file, and then we're going to look back to that date that they filed in order to try to correct it for them. We weren't able to file. That became a huge question. I had a number of people call me very shortly after the shutdown happened saying, oh my gosh, I just got laid off and I have to pay child support and I'm not going to be able to make it. What do I do? And I said, you know, we don't know what to do, but let's try to be creative. So we tried to find creative solutions. So, you know, make a paper trail, send an email that's date time stamped to your ex saying, hey, I lost my job and I'm not sure what to do. The child support courts are totally overwhelmed. I mean, obviously, we have a huge backlog that's going to be flowing through. I spoke with a magistrate last week. They are finally back in the courthouse as well. And her report to me was, oh man, I don't even know where to start.
You could even hear her through just the papers that were surrounded. I'm just imagining stacks and stacks. The phone call was muffled.
Yeah, I am not. I am glad I do not have that job. I'll be completely honest.
I'm sure. Oh, goodness. Well, yeah. Certainly interesting times. There's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's as everyone's saying, it's a new world and we're navigating it as best we can. At WCB, we're trying to stay on top of everything for everyone and get things filed and into court as soon as possible. And it's really one day at a time. I mean, we get new administrative orders from the judges regularly, and it really kind of is changing week to week. So hopefully by, you know, some point before the end of the year, we're actually back in there and back to business as normal.
Sounds good. Again, Sir Wesley, Wesley Clark and Bates, thank you for sharing some time here. I get back to work. You got a lot to do.
Anytime. Thanks for having
me. Bye, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.